Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, we have Sean Sachs, the senior researcher at NGO Monitor. And guess what? We are going to talk some more ice cream. Sean, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM.
Hi, Simon. Good afternoon.
So talk to me. Talk to me about Ben & Jerry's and the stance of your organization as to what their decision has been to boycott the West Bank.
Unfortunately, many South Africans don't know much about Ben & Jerry's ice cream, which is very good, very large, and they do an excellent job of marketing their ice cream almost everywhere else around the world. And they have a very, very successful factory here in Israel, in the Negev, in a place called Be'er Tuvia. And they've actually been exporting to, they originally exported to Israel, and the factory's been around for about 20 years, and they do very good business. 2 days ago, Ben & Jerry's headquarters in Vermont in the United States put out a statement saying that in December 2022, their contract with the Israeli supply will end, and they are not planning on continuing to supply ice cream to what they called occupied Palestinian territory. That initially meant that they didn't want their ice cream to be in what they called settlements in Judea and Samaria or the West Bank. But now it seems that initially many of the board members, or particularly the chairman of the board of Ben & Jerry's, actually wanted to boycott all of Israel. And Unilever, which is Ben & Jerry's parent company, rejected this, said there's no way we'd let you pull out of Israel, and you have to find a new supplier at the very least to make sure that Ben & Jerry's as a brand stays in Israel.
So what is your organization's stance on the issue?
Well, again, obviously this is appears at first glance to be another BDS, but Ben & Jerry's itself made a point of saying that, no, they're not leaving Israel, this is just settlements. But then we did a little bit more research, and we noticed that Ben & Jerry's has been under significant pressure from BDS groups for about 15 years. Some BDS groups that people would not be familiar with, like a small group in Vermont, that actually said, well, if Ben & Jerry's uses water in the ice cream, that water is stolen from the Palestinians, because anything that Israelis touch is stolen from Palestinians. Another radical group in the U.S. called Code Pink has also been lobbying for Ben & Jerry's to leave Israel. And after the last round of conflict in Gaza in May, a number of organizations told Ben & Jerry's it's time to boycott Israel. So this has been an ongoing campaign for a while. And we also noticed that the chairman of the board, as I mentioned before, of Ben & Jerry's, has been a proponent of boycotts for a long time. So our stance is this: we need to be very careful, because some people are saying, well, Ben & Jerry's aren't boycotting Israel, they're just pulling out of the West Bank settlements.
Exactly, that was going to put to you, that there's actually a nuance for you here, yeah.
That wasn't, their initial plan was to boycott all of Israel, and their parent company told them they can't do that, which is it's a very interesting point, because even the BDS movement itself, while they're celebrating a victory, they're saying this isn't enough. Ben & Jerry's has to pull out of Israel completely.
And the press were making a deal about it, because they were implying that this would be the first major corporation to pull out of Israel proper. And they appeared to be very concerned about the precedent that this would set for other companies. Is that a concern of yours as well? Do you think they're powerful enough or important enough to get the ball rolling?
Again, everyone says, well, this is a precedent, this is a precedent. But 2 years ago, Airbnb, before Corona was a massive company, they made a similar statement, said they're pulling out of what they called settlements. And within less than a year, they changed their mind. They realized it was massively impacting on their business model. And the blowback from the pro-Israel community around the world, not just in the U.S., forced them to rethink their decision. And we're seeing that already now. A small kashrut authority in Australia already said, well, if you're boycotting Jewish communities, then we have to reconsider your hechsher. A number of very large Mahadran supermarkets around New York and New Jersey have already announced that they are no longer supplying Ben & Jerry's, or they're going to sell their remaining stock at cost. And another chain said, well, we're going to put them on the least preferred section of our frozen section aisle. So we're already seeing massive blowback to Ben & Jerry's, and it's also impacting on Unilever, which is a massive company, and they've already made it clear they're not interested in boycotts of any kind, no matter what you call it, settlement or Israel. That's just not going to fly with them.
So where to from here, Sean?
Well, I think the most important thing is to keep up the pressure on a brand like Ben & Jerry's, which, again, might not necessarily apply to South Africans, but here again, boycotting Jews is just that. You can label it whatever you want, but in this case, Israel is singled out as a unique country. Ben & Jerry's claims to have this massive corporate social responsibility, but here, again, the only country on earth that they seem to be wanting to pull out of is Israel. They're quite happy to supply many of Israel's neighboring countries. At the same time, they're supplying very questionable places like China. They don't have a problem with that. And at the end of the day, the Ben & Jerry's factory was built in Be'er Tovia specifically to help an underprivileged community and provide work. So as long as we keep pushing them on their hypocrisy, the slide into what appears to be an anti-Jewish content, I think Ben & Jerry's, like many other companies, will be reconsidering their direction.
Sean, we're going to leave it there this evening. Sean Sachs, Senior Research at NGO Monitor. Thanks for your input. It's quite incredible the hullabaloo that ice cream company has caused in Israel.
Thanks very much, Jill.